This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amid the ravages of Delta and the uncertainties of the new variant Omicron, companies are now re-evaluating plans to open their offices. Facebook just said it will reopen all U.S. offices at the end of January, but give workers options for working from home through June. Ford says it'll wait a few more months, maybe March, for office workers. Google and Uber are delaying. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
It's deja vu all over again.
It's tough. When we first started hearing about it, you know, there was this sort of groan from corporate America. It's like, oh, not again.
Kate Lister at Global Workplace Analytics says once again, a lot of companies with remote workers that had been planning to bring them back to the office in January are now pushing those plans off.
But I think actually kind of a sigh of relief from a lot of the employees. They have seen flexibility. They are looking back at their lives pre-pandemic, and they're saying, I don't want to do that again.
About 90% of people who've been working from home want to keep doing it, at least some of the time, according to a recent Gallup survey. Most people who are looking for new jobs right now want that option, too.
55% of job seekers on ZipRecruiter say that they would like to find a job that is remote.
Julia Pollack, chief economist at ZipRecruiter, which is a marketplace underwriter, says there's a pretty big mismatch in terms of what people want and what's actually out there.
Only 10% of the jobs offer that opportunity. And so you see job seekers competing for them very quickly and largely ignoring the 90% of jobs that require them to come in person.
Most people in the U.S. are working in person now, at least some of the time. At this point, only about 11% of workers are still remote because of COVID, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Bhushan Sethi at PricewaterhouseCoopers says companies that have already brought people back don't seem to be changing their plans.
So there are companies like financial institutions that have said, we want you back 2-3 days a week. They're continuing to have people come in.
Figuring out what to do about remote versus in-person work is still a tough calculus for a lot of companies, says Jeff Polzer at Harvard Business School.
Companies are thinking about a number of things in terms of bringing people back to work. One is employee safety. One is real estate. Another is like, what do our employees want?
And in this tight labor market, he says, where there are a lot of jobs to go around, what employees want matters a lot. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.